everybody, this is Laura Reiner. Thanks again for listening to My Girl Josie. You're listening to The Josie Show.
This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Bassantino is singing that song.
Live from your computer and various other places, Bag of Goodies Productions, Alan Firestone Productions, presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Charlie Wayne and Margie Sue Phelps. Hicks, Scott Nicol returns for another visit, and Jan Howard. I'm Alan Firestone along with Tina Passantino. And now, because she's still trying to book a flight to the land of Oz so she can eat munchkins, Josie Passantino.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Josie Show. I'm Josie. Thank you all so much for starting off your weekend with us. I'm so happy that it's Friday. So I'm super excited because we have a great conversation coming up with great, great artists and some awesome, incredible music as well. So tonight we have four fantastic guests like you've heard in the intro. I'll get to chat with Charlie Wayne and Margie Sue Phelps of Charlie Wayne Phelps Talent and Promotion. And I have the honor of speaking with one of the grand ladies of the Grand Ole Opry and country music legend, Jan Howard. She joins us tonight. And then also I have all the way from Sweden, Hicks, who won the 2013 British CMA Award for Best European Country Act. And tonight we also bring back on Scott Nicol, who will be heading to the U.S. again this summer for more great performances. So I get to talk a little bit about that, and so I'm very excited about all of that. So you don't want to miss a minute of tonight's show, and then later on in the show we'll tell you all about our VIP members, as always. And we'll get to share some show and station announcements with you and all of that fun, exciting stuff. So first off here, I have my first guest of the night. So everyone, please welcome to the show Charlie Wayne and Margie Sue Phelps with Charlie Wayne Phelps Talent and Promotion. Hello, how are you guys?
Hey.
Hey.
How
hey.
How many times have we scheduled us to be on had to cancel because I put my artist first? And really, I was chicken to get on the air. No, I wasn't. I was just wanting my artist to come first. But I'm so glad we finally got on, finally. You know, we've had a lot to talk about.
I know. It is totally true. We have a lot to talk about. So I really want to kind of first get started with, please let our audience know what your company does and how it could help artists. Let's start there.
Well, basically what we do, Josie, is we bring in a lot of the young artists or the starter artists that don't have any clue how to get started in the music business. Mm-hmm. And we have several places we can get them started with the contacts we have. Most of them come in that has no idea as far as where to go for recording studios, where to go for music videos, and we have on staff and under our umbrella at Kenny Lee Productions and KLP Records that takes the place of a lot of these people in Nashville that does the same type of music, but or the same type of work, let me put it that way. But Kenny Lee does a little bit better work, I feel like, because he puts his heart into it and his soul. And we work well together, and I get these artists, and I answer a lot of questions for them, and I become like a big brother, I guess, to them, and mm-hmm. they trust me, and I know a lot of people, and it ends up most everybody I get is referrals because of other people that I've helped in the past, but I basically just introduce them to just the contacts I have. And after a while, they just stick with me and just become part of my family. And I end up booking them, and they just become just, like I say, just part of the family and stick with me, and they end up being my artist and until I get them to the next level. And And of course, the next level would be the major recorded studios or the major labels. And like I tell them, I can only get them to the next label and the next level. And they would tell me, you know, whenever that happens, they want me to go with them. And that's you know, that's good and all. And I love hearing that. But you know, I have to stay where I'm at. They can go on. And I love to hear that they want me to go. But you know, I like doing what I do. I want to be behind the scenes, and I like to see these young kids get up there and go. And I just love it whenever they, you know, the smile on their face whenever they see their first CD and that kind of stuff. And whenever I get the first interview with the Josie Show and the excitement and just see them whenever they see one of their songs in the top 40 on one of these internet top 40s and top 20 countdowns we do. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff, it just really makes our day around here. That's just the kind of stuff we do. We just get a good start for these people, and we're going into other things right now, such as legendary artists like Jan Howard's going to be having on next. We're bringing back traditional country music, and there's some big markets still out there for them, and the promoters and other people in Nashville are just kind of putting them to the sideway and promoting the bigger and the music catering to the 18 and 25 years old. And then there's some promoters like me that's still back here saying, no, wait a minute, we're not gonna put these folks in the rocking chair in the nursing homes. They still got potential, and we still want to see them out here performing. So I've got with some of them, and they have come over and decided to work with me, and we're picking them back up and putting them back at and performing. And we're gonna cross these people with the old artists to the new artists and work them together. And that's
right,
part of what we're doing right now. So mm-hmm. Is my 30 minutes over yet?
I like that. I think that's
okay.
Really, really cool. I think that's so cool.
Look, I'm trying to say things as fast as I can so I can get it all in. So I'm not meaning to take over. But anyway.
No.
That's my story, and I'm sticking
to
it.
It's perfect. That was actually going to be my next question, if you help, you know, artists in all genres or specific ones. But you really, you know, love the, you know, traditional country sound.
Yeah, well, I like it all. I mean, and I cater to the new music, and I think it's great. I think it's good that we have a cycle that goes around, and it's going to be another cycle. There's going to be another type of music to replace what we have now, and so we got to get used to it. But you know, we can't forget what's out there. And I mean, I still like to get in the car and listen to the '60s and '70s music myself. You know, the golden oldies and. But that's my preference, but I'm still going to promote the traditional country music, and I'm going to still put it with today's music. And I think it's a great thing that I'm doing, and I love doing it because it's my passion.
Right. Well, that's all you can ask for, is doing something that you're passionate about. And, you know, I mean, that's all anybody can really, you know, want. And you've done many things over the years in the music industry, though. Can you tell us a little bit about your history in the industry? That rhymes.
Well, basically how I got started out, Josh, was I was back in 1983-ish, I believe it was. I was working for the Music Valley Wax Museum, which is out here right across the street from the Opryland Hotel. And
cool.
I was just a young kid out there, and I was, what I was doing, I was running the Sidewalk of Stars, which is nothing basically but a block concrete slab that we would schedule stars to come out, put their footprint, handprint, and everything else in, and sign their name to it and date it the day that they was there. And I would go to the Ralph Emery shows on Wednesday mornings and announce who's going to be there that next Saturday to draw a crowd and have, you know, the people, the fans come out to meet that certain person, have a autograph session and a photo opportunities with that star and that kind of stuff. And the first one I had was Lori Morgan. And how that story happened was, I knew her uncle Bill real good. It owned a convenient market and a liquor store in what's called Berry Hill Community. And he kept telling me about her, and I said, well, you know, Bill, I really don't know her that good. And I see her on the rap every while, you know, that kind of, he said, well, give her a chance and everything. And I didn't know who this girl was, madam, you know. So I said, okay. And I carried her out there. Well, of course, we all know what happened to her. She became a big star. So now that I can say that I've once promoted Lori Morgan. So that put a feather in my cap, and I didn't realize at the time that was. And that's how I got started. Of course, I'm a long-distance cousin to Norval Peltz. I'm not real close cousin, but we are cousins. And for all of y'all out there think she's my brother, we are not brothers. I'm quite a bit younger than he is. In fact, him and my daddy was the same age. But that's a joke, by the way. You can laugh. I'm serious. I mean, he's 20 years older than I am. My God, you know, I got gray hair. He does too. But anyway, a lot of people. I'm serious. A lot of people on Facebook. Is this your brother? You know, no, he's like my blank cousin. You know, my daddy and him the same age. They're 2 months apart. And you know, I mean, just all. And I grew up in the Free Will Baptist home that I was adopted when I was young, when I was 7 years old, and I was taught to. In the gospel music, which is something else I've gone through too. We'll get to that in a second. But all we heard was country music all the time, and I just kind of grew up with it. And I was I was comfortable with it. And I tried to listen to the rock and roll, which I really like rock and roll too. But I'm real comfortable with country, and I just heard these names all my life, and all these names now that I'm dealing with and helping book and helping represent and help promote. I used to listen to as a kid, and it's just, you know, when I look at a call, when I have a call comes in, I have a caller ID that appears on my TV set through the cable system, and when I see a name like Billy Joe Royal or Jan Howard or somebody like it pop up, I'm like, you know, this is amazing. You know, I used to dream about meeting these people. Now I'm representing them, you know. And it's just really a feeling that's just overwhelming, you know. And it's just because I'm doing my passion and I'm helping people out. And being involved in this has got me to where I am now, which I really, really love. And I don't know what else to say about that, except it's just, you know, thank God that I'm in that position. And going back to the gospel thing, it's an avenue that I took. I said, you know, I can stay in this country thing, but there's a whole lot of people out there that's gifted also in gospel. And some of my artists that also does country does gospel. And I said, you know... God helped get me here, and I would like to promote him too. And what better way to get ahead? And because every morning before my feet hits the ground, before I can get out of bed, I mean, I'm praying. You know, it's God to help me through the day and help guide me and get me through the day and help me make the right decisions with these artists, because a lot of times I don't know what to do, and it's without his help I couldn't get through it. And I feel like he does help me through the day. In fact, I know he does, because I put my lot of trust into him. And it's a lot of times that I couldn't get, there's no way I could have got through the day without him. And a lot of doors have been opened up because I have got into the gospel part of the promotions, and a lot of radio stations, and not only just online, but also the FM stations out there that's actually called in and said, you know, we want to have something to do with some of your artists, and we want to put them in rotations, and you know, this not only in the United States but also worldwide that's interested in doing some rotations and things like that. It's helping my artist out. So whenever my artist is being noticed and their records are going up and getting into rotation and their name is getting out there, then that means I have done my job, and which I don't owe it to anybody but God. So I want to mention that first off, you know, I'm going in that avenue. So I got two avenues from country and gospel. So I just want to throw it out there. And again, have I done use my 30 minutes up yet?
No. There is
I
don't so
told
much.
You. I think in my inbox, I'll probably end up being used for it. So, and we didn't let Marty C talk yet. So.
Right. Well, I actually have a question for Margie, because I heard, Margie, that you make some great promotional advertisement type videos for artists. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I've been in it for a couple years. My husband's been in all of it a lot longer. I just started, and he made me the videographer. And I did a lot of videos for different artists. And one was It Didn't Hurt Enough by Debbie Smith. And Big in a Small Town by Jesse Hudson, God's Country by Andrea Ortega, A Nickel's Worth of Heavens by Brian Collins, He Gave Me Wings by Andrea Ortega, Ferris Wheel by Shea Cleveland, The Famous Final Scene by Daryl Pillow, Sunday Father by Jesse Hudson, Bleed by Bradley Harmer, and Behind the Wall by Paul Nance, and I did many more, too. I enjoy making the videos, but I've only been in it like a couple years.
Right.
And
she's self-taught, too. She's taught herself.
Yeah, I taught myself how to do it. And it's, and you have to set the settings, and you have to get the pictures with the words and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
instead of other, you know, others doing the video slides, I taught myself to, and our staff house video grapher, producer, and I enjoy making the video slides.
That's awesome.
So I taught my own self, and then I help the people in the radio stations get up to the top 20s and the top 40s. I make sure the people
yeah,
try to get
a fair.
Yeah, I do all the requests and stuff.
She sits on computer, you know, every hour and make requests and things like it for the to the radio stations requesting the songs and such, you know, make sure that their songs do go up in the charts.
Yes, and
she's all new to this. This is her first radio interview, too. So she is a little nervous, I guess.
Yes.
So give her a break here.
Yes, well,
yeah,
this is my first time, so, and we're...
And she's a little country, too.
Yes, I sound kind of country, but we're looking for two individual people to start a fan club for the artists that do not have one. And I'm fixed to that. And anyone that's interested, just give us a call.
Reach artists. What we're trying to do
low fees and stuff.
Each artist that doesn't have a fan club yet, we're looking for fan club presidents to take over, so that they can kind of take a lot of pressure off us on these. Artists doing the, you know, different things that we do that we're overloaded with right now. And each artist that needs a fan club and a fan club president that we're trying to carry the load for right now.
So that's what I was trying to get out,
Well, I've asked her today to take over that.
Yeah.
When she's not real familiar with it yet, that's why she's kind of stumbling with because we're not sure.
I'm new at all this, so I'm getting the, you know.
You're learning.
Learning everything, getting everything together,
We all had to start somewhere.
This is my first time, so... I'm working with it.
You have to start somewhere. And I think that's very neat. I think that's very, very neat. And I hope that anybody that's listening that really wants to do that, contact you guys. So where is the best place that they can find you guys on the Internet and contact you, all that fun stuff?
Well, best place, just if they can, is go to my Facebook page, or I got a real simple Gmail. It's email is cwfelts21. At gmail.com. My phone number, I mean, I don't have to give it out on there, because you go to Facebook, it's right there, right on my timeline, and it's open all the time. I mean, you know, anybody can call me anytime they want to, and I'll talk to anybody. I'm no stranger to the rain or anything. I'm out there, you know, we'll talk to anybody anytime about anything you want to talk about when it comes to music, or how I can get to the next level, or whatever they get done. And there's all kinds of different things that we got going on right now. A lot of people do know this, and there's some that don't, that that we're also an agent in management with the ABC show Nashville, Series Nashville, that we actually have the forms that we can send out, which is easy to get hooked up to. But if you go in there and fill that form out, if you want to be an extra on that show, and you go to where it comes to part where is your manager, who is your manager or artist or agent or whatever, there's a drop box there that you can put in there and put my name down, which will allow you or automatically make you a paid extra instead of just a regular extra. Also, right now we're pitching for songs. It's just for some of our grandbabies here tonight, so she's coughing. Anyway, we're just a regular old mom-and-pop operation here, folks. Anyway, we're pitching for songs right now for the next season, and I'm taking in right now. I looked at my email today and have lots of songs. but they have to be a certain way, and I kind of explained it on my Facebook, and I try to post it 3 or 4 times a day, but it has to be in a certain format, and it has to be sent to me, and why it's done this way, it's sent to one person, and one person shoots it into the show, or to the producer that looks over the show. And also, the ones that sent it last year, that didn't get no response last year, they throw them all away, so if you want to resubmit it, it has to be submitted back to me again, so that I can resubmit it right back to the same people that had it last year. They threw it away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something else that we do, too.
Nice. Wow, you guys do a lot of great things for artists, because, I mean, they work so hard. Being independent is pretty difficult, and so any help really, really helps. So I think that's really cool that you direct, independent artists in the right direction and help out in any way that you can. I think that's the most important thing. That's really cool.
Well, we try to diversify as much as we can, because it's if we can't help you out in one way, we can help you out in the other. And I encourage as much as I can to any artist I have, especially like on this the ABC show Nashville, for everybody to go up there, at least if it's even working for free for 4 or 5 hours doing the show as an extra, get up there and do it, because that's one thing you put in your portfolio that you did. It don't mean much, maybe at the time, but later on it might. You know, you can put it in there. So this is something I did in Nashville. It's something I did in the music business. That could actually lead into something else, maybe a commercial, or maybe something down the road that can, you know, can work yourself into a better job or something that might get you into a bigger whatever, you know, in the business. So I encourage everybody to do that, and I will help them every step of the way I can to get them in that, you know, that position. And then also with this songwriting, too, and I encourage everybody that does write songs to get in the storyline of Nashville. And of course, I've got a lot of feedback because the show has to have something not country, and I'm getting a lot of feedback from that because it's mostly pop this, pop that, pop this, you know. It's not on the basics of country like we know it today, like we were talking about a minute ago about being traditional. It's not that much traditional as it is more pop country. So we have to think about that too when we're submitting. But if they go to my timeline, they'll see what I'm talking about. So I got the rules and regulations that we have to follow, and the guidelines we have to follow to be able to submit those songs.
Exactly. So just your Facebook page. I mean, it's super easy, and I have you as a friend, so people could probably find you easily. So just do it.
Yeah, it's under Charlie Wayne Phelps. That's it. And then it says Charlie Wayne Phelps Promotions and Talent on the timeline itself, but to get to it, it's just plain Charlie Wayne Phelps.
Exactly. It's super, super easy. And I also heard that you have many new things that are coming up for your company, and, you know, you guys are heading in such a positive direction. Can you guys share with us all the great things that are coming up?
Well, yeah, we got some great artists that we're signing on. I've got one right now that we're going to be working with Kenny Lee. His name is Derek Shoemaker, a gentleman that he is about to blow Nashville's doors wide open. He is one great artist, and I've been posting a lot of stuff on him. And I want everybody to go and listen to it. If you can't listen to it on my page, go to YouTube, because you're gonna see this guy right here. Excuse me. I've had a chest cold here lately. I'm coughing a lot. But anyway, Derek Shoemaker, everybody, go to my timeline, click on his music and listen to it, and go to YouTube if he's not there, because him and Kenny Lee, we're trying to get him together, Kenny Lee, and also we're going to try to book him with some open some shows for Billy Joe Royal. And Billy Joe right now is finishing up a movie up in Illinois, and we're about to get him on the Josie Show if we can never get him tied down long enough. He's 77 years old, but he keeps busy, and we're trying to get him tied down. But we also got Mike McCarroll down in Georgia that is tearing up the woods down there. That he was up here in the CNA Fest with us, did a great job, and he just revamped his band, and they're doing great, and if anybody out there has seen him, they know that he is one heck of a disciplined guy, one nice guy, one of the nicest guys in the world. And we thank the world of him. Me and my wife did. We went down there to Atlanta last year and seen him and met him and spent some time with him. And he is one of the nicest guys in the world. also. You know, we got some men. We got Pete Rose we're dealing with. We got Debbie Smith, Clay Kirk, Emery Pacino, Denny Smith, Jimmy Parker. I mean, Jimmy Parker is setting the whole world on fire.
Yeah.
He's everywhere. He has been nominated for so many awards by Clay Country. Just by so many diplomatic many people, it's not even funny. I can't keep up with all of them, and I cannot keep up with his schedule. I try to repost his schedule all the time. It changes every time from the morning time when I post it to the evening time when I post it. He's already got more bookings on. I can't keep up with it. But, you know, we got Brian Collins. Mr. Garnett and the $2 Pistols, which is doing a CD right there. And I'm not doing that much posting on them right now until I get through with a CD so I can really start doing more promotion on them. But Kenny Lee has got several artists he's working with, and right now we're kind of laying low on them until we get him rescheduled with you so he can tell you all about his new artist.
Awesome.
That I'm
fixing
to start promoting and supporting.
Yeah, that's so cool. We'll definitely
so that's what
have
we got
to...
going on right now, what we got fixing to start happening. So we're fixing to have a lot more going on, and there's just not a whole lot we can tell you, except we're going to have our new artist going to start working with our legendary artist, which is going to be something that nobody's never done, and put them on the road together.
Letting
the old learn the ropes from the legendary artists. And the legendary artists that I've talked to said, that'd be great. I would love to teach them the ropes. You know, so.
We're
happy what we got. We're blessed. We all are just really blessed that what we got going on. And Jen Howard's going to be calling you in just a few minutes. So we need to hurry up and end this interview because I'm really anxious to hear her interview. And I talked to her just about 2 hours ago, and she's really excited, too.
Oh, well, I'm very, very excited. But before we go, I just wanted to say that we really enjoyed the endorsements back and forth with each other. So I wanted to thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, it was an honor for you to ask me to endorse y'all. You know, I was like, what? You know, Lord, yes, so you don't have to ask me twice. We are there with bells on, you know.
Yeah.
we are really proud that we're part of your family, and I guarantee you, you know, you're part of ours. It's just something that's, you know.
Grown to happen.
And you know, I don't know how many interviews you've done for us on the artists that we represent. Mm. And by representing don't mean that they're signed artists to us. I want to make that clear, too, because I have one artist that made a big blow-up of this that it shouldn't have happened, but... Anyway, that doesn't mean they're signed to me or they're exclusively mine. It just means I'm representing them in some capacity or the other as far as promoting or booking or something like that.
Right.
And some people take it the wrong way and everything. But I only have one out of all the people I've ever had that had to make a big scene out of that. So, and he's
right.
No longer with me, and I doubt he ever will be. But anyway, we won't talk about that. We'll
right,
talk
right.
about the great time we had tonight, even though I wish you could have said something. It was your show, and I was doing all the talking.
No,
but
no.
But we only
no,
had 30 minutes, and I told you before the show started, I would do all the talking, didn't I?
I'm glad, though. I'm glad that you guys got all of the information out, and I hope that everybody really does contact you if they are in need of any help revolving around music for questions and all that. So please make sure you check out his Facebook page. And also, can you give out your email one last time if you don't mind?
It is CW Feltz, FELTS, 21@gmail.com.
Beautiful.
And then my Facebook is just Charlie Wayne Feltz.
I've
only got like 2,300 friends, so I've got plenty more spaces to go if anybody wants me. I just took care of a lot of friends, took them all, so I've got plenty of room.
Perfect. I'm so glad that I was able to chat with you tonight, and I hope everybody contacts you if they're in need of anything musically related questions. And I thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. I really appreciate all the work that you guys do, Charlie Wayne and Margie. You both are so, so just awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Well, we're so happy to be there with you, too.
Yes.
I appreciate you that.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
We love the show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm glad. I'm so glad you guys enjoy it. That's awesome.
And we love
Thank
Country Blast Radio, too. And I want to tell you something else. I want to congratulate you on your two nominations, too.
Oh, thank you.
With the Independent Country Music Association. Go, girls.
Thank you. Thank you. It surprised me, too. That's
no,
awesome.
Buddy, I'm telling you what, you deserve it. And if I have anything to do with it as your promoter, you will win it.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
All right,
thank
Josie.
All right. Good
thank
night,
you
guys.
Thank you very much.
You so much.
And Jan Howard should be on the phone next, so get to talk to her. I'm looking forward to this interview.
All right. Tune in. Here we go. Thank
all
you
right, sweetheart.
So
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was awesome. That was Charlie Wayne and Margie Sue Feltz with Charlie Wayne Feltz Talent and Promotion. And I believe our next guest is here, if I am not mistaken. All right. So, everyone, please welcome to the show just a wonderful, wonderful lady, country music legend Jan Howard. She joins us right now. Hello.
Thank you, Josie. I'm surprised that Charlie let you get a word in edgewise.
We love him. Oh, he is just so fantastic, and I'm so thankful that he brought you to us on our show. Thank you for coming on.
Well, I am too, and I appreciate Charlie. But I said, okay, Josie, jump in there or you're not going to get a word in.
Love it. I love it.
He's good.
He is. And I love your music story so much. I was doing research on you, of course, and everything that you have done and, you know, all of your music and all that. And you have such a great music story. Can you please share with my audience how music all started for you? How did it all start?
Well, it started in California. I started when I was about 13, but my sister was a great Katie Wells fan, and she just said, shut up, who do you think you are, Katie Wells? So I shut up for many years. But anyway, and years later, Katie was one of my dearest friends.
That's funny how that
but
works.
It started actually in California, and met Wynn Stewart. And a friend was dating Wynn at that time. She wanted me to go listen to his music, and I'm so glad I did, because he's one of the greatest artists. And underrated, he never received the accolades he deserved. And he passed away at age 51, I think. And we lost a great artist, but he left us with some great music. And I think every artist I know would agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Wynn introduced me to a young man who was struggling. He worked at a factory, and he was trying to get started as a writer. And he and Wynn were friends, so that was Harlan Howard. And Wynn and his girlfriend actually took Harlan and I to Vegas, from Harlan and me, to Vegas where we got married.
Right.
Then we were married a year before Harlan had ever heard me sing, because I didn't sing in front of anyone.
Oh, wow.
But he happened to come home early one day, and I was singing in the kitchen, and he said, was that you? And I said, yeah. And he said, would you put this song on tape for me? I mean, it didn't dawn on me. The song that he and Buck had written, and wanted to get it to Katie Wells. Now, that's ironic, you know. So
yeah.
I put it on tape. They sent it to Nashville, to Pamper Music, and they got it to Kitty, and she recorded it. They received, Buck and Harlan received their first BMI award on it. And so it was ironic how it all came about. But I have a firm belief that you're where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, I think one thing leads to another in our lives, and so you're, like I say, where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. And after that, the friendship with Wynn and all the other West Coast artists, but a friendship with Wynn led to me doing a duet with Wynn when I was doing after the demos. And so I did a duet with Wynn, and they were received well. And that led to, I'm saying a lot, I know I am, that led to the producer asking me to do a single, and I did. And that was called I'd Rather Be the One You Slip Around With, which was a top 10 record. So that's the way it all started and evolved. And Harlan had achieved some success with his music, which was Pick Me Up On Your Way Down and songs that Wynn recorded and Freddie Hart, you know, one after another. And so they all led to moving to Nashville.
Right.
And, yeah, and where I joined the Grand Ole Opry, and Harlan succeeded with his songwriting, which went on and which is songwriting history really now. And so it all worked out. And Harlan and I were divorced actually in 1968. But like I said, you're where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there, and as you know, if other things don't work out, well, they're the ones supposed to. I don't care. You know, it.
Right.
It, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. And I'm very happy to be living where I am. I was born in the Ozarks in Missouri, in West Plains, Missouri. And as was Porter Wagoner. And we both have our own highways there, our own streets. I have Jan
so
Howard. I have Jan Howard Expressway, and he has Porter Wagoner Boulevard.
That's funny. Wow.
I know it. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Wow.
And I saw Porter Wagoner there. You know, people ask me if we were friends. No. Well, you know, for one thing, no. We both worked on each different sides of the square. I worked after school on Saturdays at a drugstore. And he worked at a meat market across the square. But who pays attention to somebody who works in a drugstore and is 12 years old, you know?
Yeah.
And
right.
So actually Porter and I did not become acquainted and friends until after I moved to Nashville. We were both, well, actually I met Porter, I think, first time in Ozark Jubilee. But really we became friends after I moved to Nashville. We remain friends. It's just strange how the dots lead to somewhere. If you're painting a picture and you go by dots, they all lead to a certain place. I don't know.
It's true.
But
it's true. I think it's so neat, all of the great things that you have done, and you have a book out that you pretty much you know, tell the whole story, and it's all about you, and it's just an incredible, incredible book. Called Sunshine and Shadows that I really have to read. Can you tell us a little bit about it? It's on Amazon right now. Awesome.
It is? I didn't even know it was.
Yes, it is.
I did write it. I started to write it a long time ago, before the book actually was written, and people kept saying, you need to write a book. You know, people had thought they knew me. And I said, no, I don't know anything about writing a book. Well, then a published author named Jesse Hill Ford, who had written several movies and published and several books. But anyway, he said, I would like to write your book. And I said, really? Well, that's quite an honor. And I said, well, you know, I guess so. And so I didn't feel right, but still I knew him. We did a few taping sessions and stuff, but I still didn't feel right about it. But one day he called and said, can you come down to the office and listen to what I've written a few, you know, a chapter or so. So I said, sure. So I went down there and I read it, what he had written, and I thought, oh, no, that's not the way I would say. No, I wouldn't say that. No, I didn't. No. And I was saying, oh, God, what have I done? And So I just left there and came home, and you know, I'm a Christian, and I say my prayers every night and everything, but usually it's when I'm in bed, and but that night I got down on my knees and I said, God, I think I've goofed. I said, if Jesse Hill Ford is not supposed to write my book, please take him out of my life. Amen. Amen. And I went to sleep. And the next morning at 10 o'clock, my phone rang, and it was Jesse. He said, Jan, I've got bad news. And I said, what is it? He said, well, it's going to be a while. He said, I've already accepted an advance from my publisher to write this other book, and I have to complete that, and I have to go to Mexico or New Mexico. He said, for about 6 months. I said, oh, Jesse, that's fine. You go right ahead. Don't worry about my book. I changed my mind. We're not going to write it anyway. And I was so happy that God literally took him out of my life, and he went to New Mexico.
Wow. It
and so several years went by, and I kept, you know, I would jot down. I thought, I'm just going to write some memories and leave them for my family, my grandchildren or something, and I'd write a little notes now and then. Mm-hmm. And one day, Tammy Wynette had a house down in Florida on the beach, and she said, if you ever want to, she said, just come on down. She said, whether there's anybody here or not, she said, just call and I'll have the guy that's in charge or takes care of the house. He'll pick you up at the airport and come out. So it was at a troubled time in my life, and I called Tammy. I said, is anybody at the house? And she said, no. And I said, well, okay, I'll be right there. And she said, okay, what flight? And I'll have so-and-so pick you up. So I went down. And I stayed at her house by myself, but on the beach. Oh, she did tell me. She said, I said, are there any instructions, you know, about what's going on? She said, well, I will tell you, Perry Como lives right down the street. And he goes for a walk on the beach every morning at 5:30. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, if he doesn't bother me, I won't bother him.
There you go. Exactly.
She was teasing, really. But every morning, not at 5:30, but I'd go sit on the patio or the deck or something. I love the water; is peaceful to me, and I just one day, the words just came rolling to me, and I carried this little pad and pen, and I started writing.
Wow.
And as time went on, in fact, I was going and looking at the original words that I wrote that day. Last night, I was looking at them. Mm-hmm. And that turned out to be the outline for my book, which was a few years after that time on the beach. And that was in the, like, 70s. Seven or something like that, I don't know. And the book wasn't written till 1987, wasn't published till 87.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just meant to be there, I think. But then this other person wanted to write my book, and I said, no, I'm not going to write a book. Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And so little by little, and then this publisher called from New York, and they said, we would like to publish your book. And I said, what book? And he said, the one you're going to write. And I said, I'm not a book writer. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I tell you what, can you write 30 pages and send them to me, and I'll decide if you are a book writer? I said, I guess okay. So. So I sat down and wrote what is now the first 30 pages in my book.
Wow.
And he called me, and he said, yes, you are a book writer. So I wrote the book chronologically and phonetically. I never changed a word, and I wrote every word.
That is so neat.
Yeah, it is. Nobody else was meant to write my book.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why all these other obstacles came in the way. Because I was supposed to write my own book.
Right.
And when I told them, I said, but I don't know what I can write or anything. He said, write everything. He said, write everything, the love, the hate, the disappointment, everything. And then you edit it. Mm-hmm. If you get it out of you, then you will know what to take out.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. I wrote every day from 3 to 15 hours a day for a year and a half.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
I I edited it twice and now have what is the finished product. And I took out 131 pages.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. That
I did.
So cool. Yeah.
Well, and I was honest. I talked to my son about it, and my son Carter, and I said, this person wants me to write a book, and whatever. I said, what do you think? He said, well, Mom, I know there's a book there. He said, but if you're going to write it, he said, write it honest. He said, don't write a fairy tale like a lot of people we know, you know, and it's true. And I said, well, Corky, which is my nickname for him, always has been, but I said, Corky, you know, there's a lot of things you don't know. I didn't live in a convent. I said, no, I wasn't a prostitute or anything like that. I'm not going to surprise you with that.
Right.
but I said, I still didn't live in a convent. And life happens. And he said, well, Mom, I know that. He said, but I'm sure there's things I don't know. He said, but knowing you, I doubt if there'll be anything I can't handle. So that was a great compliment. So I said, okay, every 100 pages that I write, I will give them to you. You read the pages, and if there's anything in there that you can't handle, they will come out. You just underline, you highlight them. And he never took out a word.
Wow.
But when the book came out, the finished product, he said, you're right, there's a lot I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But, he didn't take out anything. And it is an honest book. Like I said, there's things I wish I hadn't said or things I wish I hadn't done, but I did. And I was honest. And if I had lied about them, the whole book would have been a lie. So that good, bad, or otherwise, I'll take the blame or the credit, whatever. It wasn't a book to hurt anybody else, so I didn't write the book to hurt anybody else. I wrote it just my life and my story. And it's actually a story of a mother and three sons. That's basically it. And the struggles and the survival things and things you can do. I don't know how to explain it.
Right.
It's a story of life, mine. And some things, a lot of things I wish had been different, but they weren't. And I thank God now for every day. I thank him for every blessing that I've received, and I've received many. But I'm very blessed, and I'm privileged, and I know that, and I'm thankful. So
That's awesome.
That's kind of the way I feel.
Yeah, and I think that's so great, and I like that it's honest. I mean, it's about your story, and I'm definitely want to support it and read it, and I think that is just incredible. It's called Sunshine and Shadows, and I know I've seen it on Amazon, but do you know of any other places that this book might
be out? Absolutely. Yeah. If they'd like an autograph copy, the only way I can do that is if you get it from my website, just janhoward.com.
Perfect.
And I will get the book, and I will mail it personally, and I promise I will autograph every copy that I send out. But you can also get it at the Country Music Hall of Fame. You can get it at the Ernest Tubb Record Shop in Nashville. And like I say, on my website. And I'm honored by every person that reads it, and I wish I had saved all the letters that I've received, but I haven't. But I want everybody to know that I appreciate every one of music and the fans, because too many times artists forget. If it wasn't for the fans, that artist wouldn't have a job. You know?
Right. Exactly.
And the fans are what make our music, you know, and if we don't have the fans and support your fans as they support us, then something's wrong with that picture.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, it is, yeah.
Yeah, you have to be thankful for that, for sure. And, you know, speaking of music, we have your music tonight, so I'm very excited to play both of those. But just a little fact that people might not, you know. You had over 30 singles on the Billboard Country Music Charts. Is that true? Wow.
Yes, it is true. Yeah, it's true.
That's amazing.
I think there's 27 albums floating around out there somewhere.
Wow.
Including that 5 albums with Bill Anderson, you know.
Right, right. I think that is so, so incredible. But, you know, you started off a great deal of your success with demo work. You first started off there. And I understand that you originally sang the first demo for the Patsy Cline hit, I Fall to Pieces, which is a great song.
Did.
Everybody knows that. Tell us about that. Wow.
I did. Well, when we first moved here, we moved from Los Angeles to Nashville, Tennessee. And we rented a little two-bedroom house there in Englewood. And Hank Cochran was a friend that we had known from California, but he lived here. And Hank came over one day and said, I've got this idea run through my mind, but I can't put it together. And so anyway, I said, come on in. And he came in, and he and Harlan and I went out and sat in the, which we had turned the garage into a little office studio thing.
Yeah.
And I sat on the desk there, and Harlan and Hank were sitting in chairs and with their strumming their guitars, and they wrote, and a part of the melody is mine, but my name is not on the record, but they wrote I Fall to Pieces. That was the idea that Hank had when he came over, and so they co-wrote I Fall to Pieces, and I said, I love this song, this is my song. And you know, I was recording for Challenge Records and later Capitol, but they said, yeah, you're right, this is your song. So I went in and did the demo, and Harlan came home one day and said, guess who's going to record Pieces? And I said, I am. He said, no, Patsy Cline. And I said, you SOB. But
honesty.
I didn't say SOB. I was very, very angry. And
right.
But then the song, I knew, I went to the session, and because Patsy was a friend. And of course, I loved her music. I've been a fan of Patsy Cline's music since I lived in California. So I was at the session and recorded it, and when she sang it, I knew that she was meant to sing that song, and she did. But she didn't like the song.
Oh, wow, really?
No, Owen Bradley made her record it. Owen Bradley was her producer. And he said, you record the song or you're off the label. And that's what I was told. And I'm sure knowing both of them, it was probably true. So she recorded it, and she came over, and of course, the rest is history, I guess you'd say. But it didn't happen right away, but it just slowly kept climbing the charts and everything. And she came over one day, and she said, I guess I'm going to have to start singing that song. She said, and she didn't say that song, she said that damn song. And she said, people are asking for it. So, because she kept singing the other side. But then, of course, the song went on, the record went on to become number one, and I forgot how many weeks it stayed at number one. But the funny thing about that other side that she loved to sing, Freddie Hart, our friend from California, he brought over a song, I can't think of the title of it now. Well, whatever it was, it ended up on the other side. Anyway, I said, my producer didn't like it for me. So I said, don't worry about it, Freddie. I'll get you a record on it. So I took it over to Patsy. And she fell in love with that, and she recorded it. So that happened to be the other side of I Fall to Pieces.
It's funny how things work out.
Yes, it is. Like I said, things work out the way they're, you're supposed to be where you're supposed to be there and when.
Yeah.
So.
True.
So, yeah.
That is so cool.
I know it. But Patsy was a dear friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she, thanks to Owen Bradley, who recorded those, all that wonderful music with her, that her music is timeless. It will live on forever. And but she loved pure old down-to-earth country music.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked Western swing, too. And she could sing it. She could sing anything she wanted to.
Yeah.
And then she had after she recorded All the Pieces, she had a tragic accident, a car wreck, that she almost died. And she was almost decapitated. I'm sure you've seen pictures of her with that, like, forehead bandana. Well, that was because she had a scar. She had a scar there from that car wreck.
Wow.
And that's why she wore that. And then just one thing led to another. Well, so after she recorded that, and she recorded this wonderful music that you hear today, and the last thing she recorded, I think I was at the last sessions, Faded Love, and all those great Sweet Dreams, all those great songs. And by this time, of course, she recorded Crazy, and I can't tell you, and that night, it was the night before she went, they went to Kansas City. And the other people on that plane were friends also. Hawkshaw Hawkins, he was married to Jean Shepherd. She was 8 months pregnant at that time with their second son. And and then Cowboy Copas, I didn't know him well, but I worked one show with him. He was really a nice man. And Randy Hughes was the pilot of the plane, and Patsy. And that was the tragic end, March the 5th, I think it was the 5th of 1963.
Wow.
And it put the world in shock.
Yeah.
And that's definitely all of us. And but I think they all left us with the wonderful legacy of their music. And I'm so proud to be able to call them. They were my friends.
Exactly. Wow.
So there's a lot, but they were friends too. I mean, when I say that, I mean they were people. You know, they're not just entertainers or artists. They were good people. You know. And so I taught my children when they were growing up, or from the time they were little. Of course, they grew up knowing people like Johnny Cash, George Jones, but, you know, it doesn't mean anything to them because they grew up with it. And I told them, I said, entertainers, songwriters, artists are no better, no worse than the people that live, like the man next door, he's a contractor, and the man over here, he works for Sears. I said, but we all make our living a different way. That's the only difference. Other than that, we're people.
True.
So my sons grew up not. They could care less if Johnny Cash walked in the door. You know, it's just hi, Mr. Cash. You know, and because they grew up with them, knowing them as friends, and I'm glad they did. You know.
Yeah, that's important. That's important because you know a lot of people. Hey, I'm gonna admit if Johnny Cash walked by me, I definitely. You know, when he was still alive, I probably would have passed out. I get you.
Well, see, I had known John since 1957. Harlan and I had 1957, so he was a friend, and he was a great artist. Believe me, a great artist. But he was crazy at times. But I remember one time. My son Corky and three of his friends were downstairs in our rec room playing pool, and had a pool table and all that jazz down there, and it was a daylight basement rec room, and So you'd walk into there and then come upstairs to the kitchen, dining room, living room, all that stuff. And so one day Corky and his friends were down there playing pool, and John walked in. He walked on up through there, and he said, "Hi, Cork," and walked on up the steps and to the kitchen. Well, his friends all immediately split. They went home to tell their parents, I guess, that Johnny Cash just walked through the door. And Corky came upstairs, and he was upset, and he said, "Mr. Cash, you just ruined a good pool game." John says,
probably just laughed.
John says, "Well, I'm sorry, Cork."
That is cute, though.
Oh, yeah, but I'm glad. I mean, he was angry. He was upset because John ruined his pool game.
Right.
And that's
wow.
But like I say, they grew up with it, so I'm glad that they knew him just as friends.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I think that's really, really neat. And you know, I also wanted to you know, of course, play your songs and get all that out, but I seen that you have great music out, including a box set that you have out. Can you tell us where we can find that?
Well, I tell you, that I hate to say, but it's no longer available because it was a limited edition, and I put it together. Bear Family didn't do it, and Decca Records didn't do it, and everything. I thought, well, hell, I'm going to do it. I didn't mean to say hell, but I said, I'll do it. So I did, and I worked and put it together, and it was not an inexpensive project, but I said, I'm going to do it first class, and I think it was. And everybody loved the design and everything. And so it was a 1,000 limited edition, and I signed every one. And there's four CDs in there, and I took 10 from each period, each 10-year period. And I took songs from each 10-year period and went through that and put that together. There's also a 20-page photo insert, and I wrote things about the photos. I wrote how this happened and all this and that. And so, it was very successful, and I'm sold out.
You are. Wow.
And
well,
I still think
that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to have it reissued, but it was so expensive to do, and I took it back to the printer. And he said, due to the fact that there are, like, four different colors involved and how they have to do all that stuff, he said the cost would be prohibitive.
Right.
So I said, well, okay. I said, I'll just leave it like it is. It's limited edition, so it's limited. So that's it.
Exactly.
So I'm working on another project now. What?
Right. Oh, well, that's completely perfect. But whoever has those box sets are probably very happy knowing that they got them. That's awesome.
I hope so. And like I said, I signed every one of them. And I'm proud of it. I am proud of that box set. And I saved three. I saved three because I have three great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
I saved one for each one of them. So they will know who I was or am or what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll not only see pictures of me, they will hear my voice.
Yeah. That is wonderful.
And right now, they're just like... one of them's 1 year old, and the other two are 4 and 6 at this point.
Wow.
So they will know me through that box set if I'm not here. Of course, I plan to be here for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't plan on leaving right away, but just you know.
Good.
It's part of my history, and.
Yeah.
And speaking of history, have you ever heard of Ken Burns?
Oh, no, I don't think I have.
Well, the Ken Burns documentaries, you can look them up on the Internet. He does all these wonderful documentaries, and they're all on, I think it's the History Channel, I think. But anyway, he's done them on the Civil War and Prohibition and everything. And recently, within the last year or so, he came to Nashville, and they did documentary on country music. And so, but it won't be released until 2016. And I said, ooh, why that long? Well, it takes a long time to put it together. I said, I don't know. I said, well, it's great to be a part of history before I am history. So.
Right, exactly. That'll be really cool to check out.
Well, yeah, it's wonderful. They interviewed many, many country artists and the real ones that would be honest about it. And so that I was proud to be a part of that. I'm proud of doing what I've done and still do for all these years. And I thank God for my talent and the opportunity to use it every now and then. I thank God for our fans, you know, that's made all this possible. And so I just have a lot of things that I'm proud of and I'm thankful for.
Amen, amen. And, you know, speaking of sharing your talents, I definitely want to play. This is a perfect segue to playing your song because I'm very excited to hear you sing. Now, we kind of took it from YouTube. We converted it to YouTube to an MP3, so we don't know exactly how the quality will sound over the phone, but we definitely just want to be able to hear you. So this one, yes, so this one is the one you slip around with, and we will be right back. So let's play it.
All right. I'll tell you, it's the first one.
I had the key to heaven when we married, and for a while I brought you happiness, but now your love for me is dead and buried, and every night you share another kiss, and I'd rather be the one you slip around with than be the one whose dream of love is gone. Yes, I'd rather be the one you spend your time with than be the one.
And that was Gordon Terry was playing fiddle, Ralph Mooney on the steel guitar, and the rest of them I can't remember. Pete Ash, I think, was piano player. I don't remember all of them, but those were distinctive sounds on there. And that was my first single after the success of Mine and Wynn's duet. So that's the one of the songs when the producer asked if we'd like to split a session and each do one. So that was the one I did, and Wynn Stewart did Wishful Thinking, so out of the same session.
Nice.
So that's how that came about.
That's so cool. It's such a great song, and we have another song of yours here that we'd love to play right now, Evil on Your Mind. Evil on Your Mind.
Okay, that was a good one. That,
All
that, right. Of course, it was written It was written by my what was soon to be ex-husband.
Right. Oh, well, I'm very excited that you sent it to us, so I'm excited to play it. Let's do it. Evil
okay.
on your mind. Here we go. I'm excited.
Here we go.
Here we go.
You say I need a rest. Why don't I go and see my sister way out west? And I'm really touched with all this tenderness. But us women are suspicious things, and we know that men aren't born with wings. What's making you so kind? Now I'm not smart, but I'm not blind, and I think that you've got evil on your mind. You think that you've been good about as long as most red-blooded humans do. We've been together for so long, and I know another pasture's looking good. But don't think that other men don't look at me that certain way from time to time. Don't think that you're the only one that must contend with evil on your mind. Your mind is in a harem and surrounded by exotic dancing girls. You're hearing pretty music as they run their slender fingers through your curls. Ah, dream on, baby. Flowers and the candy, honey, that was very kind. For that's your way of telling me you're sorry for the evil on your mind.
And that was Evil on Your Mind, Jen Howard. I love your voice.
Thank you. Well, I tell you what, it's a little lower now. I found as you get older, everything gets lower, especially keys to songs.
Right. Well, we've completely ran out of time, but I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on, and we'd love to have you back on any time, okay? We'd love that.
Thank you so much, Josie. You're a good interviewer, and I've enjoyed being here.
Oh, thank you so, so much. You were just always, you're just such, you're amazing. So, so much fun talking with you, and we just would love to have you back. Maybe for like an update or something. We could do some stuff.
Yeah, we can do that. You can also contact me on my website. I'll send me an email, or I'll get it, and I'll send you back an email.
Perfect. Thank you so, so much, and we'll talk with you again very, very soon, okay? Jan
All
Howard,
right,
everybody.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Bye. Jan Howard, everybody. Aw. Yay. She's incredible. There is so, so many things that we could have, talked to her about. We're definitely going to have her back on. But just another little factaroo about Jan Howard. She was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry on March 7th, 1971. So, which is incredible. That definitely is incredible. And so, yes, we definitely would love to have her back on. So now I'm very, very excited for my next guest. We have right now Hicks. Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Yay. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
I am doing so great. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a great honor. Is this your first guest from Sweden?
Is this my first guest from Sweden? I don't even know. I think it might be.
Oh, yeah. How cool is that? I'm the first.
That is so cool. That is incredible.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate being on the show. It's a really cool thing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so, so much. I really want to kind of start at the beginning, how music all started for you. When did this all start?
Well, it started actually when I was just a little kid. I've been in love with music as long as I can remember. And I grew up listening to country music and rock and pop, but country music was the music that really captured my heart. And my mom told me that when I was 2 years old, I used my grandpa's big old shoehorn, and I used that to play air guitar. And I stood there playing guitar in my diapers, and everybody said, "Well, there's a musician." And they were right.
Yes.
So that's how it
wow.
started. And I got a guitar, I think I was 5 or 6 years old when I got my first guitar. And from there on, it's just been music all the way.
Wow. That is so, so cool. And so many amazing things have happened to you along the way. You've won many awards and had so many great opportunities come your way due to your talent and drive. And I understand that you were even named the 2013 British CMA Award winner for Best European Country Act. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I still can't believe that really happened. I'm pinching myself. It's like, wow, I was nominated and I won. So that's just one of those crazy things that happened on this crazy trip, because
yeah.
it is truly a crazy trip. but I think that when we do what we are meant to do, when we follow that small voice that's inside our hearts,
mm-hmm.
that is when the magic happens. That is when stuff like that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a songwriter for many, many, many years, and I started out as an artist, and I thought I was done with being an artist when I started writing songs for everybody else. And
yeah.
then when mm-hmm. I started write songs for myself, it's just all happened by itself, and all these wonderful things happened. So, and I guess to talk to you, that's another crazy thing. I mean, I'm from Sweden, and I'm on your show in the United States. It's just like, wow, what happened?
Yeah. That is incredible. That is so, so cool. Well, you know, I know that you, you know, your new single out, Hayride, it released on Monday. It's releasing on
yes.
Monday, sorry. Yeah, it's releasing on Monday. Can you tell us about that? Hayride.
Well, it's my first official single in the United States, and I have a new management, a new label, MTS Records and MTS Management in U.S., run by Michael Stover. He's a great guy. And I always wanted to do something for real in the United States, because that's where country music comes from. So I'm mm-hmm. just so privileged that I have a great label and a great management that believes in me and supports me in what I do.
Yeah.
And that song is just a fun, up-tempo summer song that is all about having a good time, drinking a beer, and just forget all your troubles for a little while and just have fun.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it's so, so great. And we are very, very lucky to have your record company sent us your U.S. release single coming up this Monday. So let's play it right now. This is, I believe, the first
yes,
time.
Yes, play it loud.
Yeah, let's play it very loud, all right? Here we go. Hayride.
Cool.
Check it out.
Here we go.
Yes, here we go.
Ready to roll. Hey, 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 ride. Come on, come on. Have a good time. Hey, 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 ride. The heat is on. It's summertime. Hey, 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 ride. Hey, ride. Hey, ride. Hey, hey,
That was Hayride, and you're right, it is a very fun, just chill, hang out, have fun song. It's so fun.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose with the song.
Yeah.
To make you smile.
So good. It does.
Yeah, and if you want to smile a little bit more, you should check out the video, because we shot the video in -3 degrees Fahrenheit here in Sweden, and that was so cold.
Wow. That is
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun, because I wanted to do something really different, because it's kind of obvious what you should shoot for video when it's Hayride, come on, it's summertime and all that. So I wanted to go the other way. So, yeah, let's shoot it in the winter. And we did.
Wow.
And we froze.
That's amazing, though. That is so amazing. So we definitely have to check out that video. Is it on, like, YouTube, would you say?
It's on YouTube, or you can go to my website, hickscountry.com, and it's there, and there are links to my YouTube and my Facebook and everything.
Perfect, perfect. And speaking of websites, you also have, are you on some social networking sites as well for fans to check everything out?
I'm on Reverb Nation. I'm on Facebook. I'm on, the easiest thing is to go to hickscountry.com, and there are buttons to all the other social media I have, Twitter and all.
Perfect, perfect. So that's pretty much your one-stop shop, hickscountry.com, and then everything just kind of directs you into a different direction.
Yes, yes.
Perfect.
There I am.
Easy. I like that. And also, before we play your next song that we have, do you have any new upcoming projects that you could tell us about? Are you working on anything new, writing?
Yeah, I'm working on... Yeah, I'm writing a lot right now. I'm finishing up the album. We have some songs to finish up and some other songs just to tweak in the mix. And I'm going back to London later this year to play at the British CMA. I was invited this year to be one of the guests with Steve Warner is going to play there as well. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm going back to my hometown. I'm going to do a few shows there, and that's going to be really cool. It's a cool thing going back to where you're from and with your own band and play your own music.
Yeah.
I moved away, I think it was 15 years ago. I moved to Stockholm, and now coming back with my own band and my own songs, that's just going to be awesome. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And I'm looking to go back to the U.S. and do some more radio promo and some gigs over there. We haven't any dates yet, but I think we're starting in September.
Mhm. Perfect.
So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there is. I was just going to say that. Wow. I was just going to say that. You have a very busy, busy schedule happening.
Yeah, I have, and I still write songs to other artists and bands as well, so I'm keeping busy, but I'm having the time of my life. I'm very privileged to do what I love to do, and I'm giving thanks every day just to be able to do it. It's just great.
Right. That's amazing. Well, you know, I'm very, very excited for everything that you are doing. And we still have another song here. So I would love to play that one right now called Mama's Kitchen. And we'll be right back.
Excuse me, Josie.
Oh, yes, Ellen.
I just want to let some of the listeners know the static that you're hearing is because he is calling in from Sweden. It's long distance, and you can't always do much about that. So we apologize for the static. It's really not that bad, though.
Right. It's no problem. So we will definitely play Mama's Kitchen, and we will be right back to talk about it, okay? Let's do it.
Cool.
Awesome. Here we go. Check it out, everybody.
Down home, deep southern, from the 6 million my butters, modern cowboys riding round this world. Hard hat,
We always come back to mama's kitchen, swapping lines, laughing, bitching, catching up what goes on in our lives. Plenty of love in mama's kitchen, cold beer, some deep fried chicken, southern food for body, heart, soul, and mind. In mama's kitchen. London in a while. Me and Jay in Paris drank some shit and felt fantastic. Sold the Eiffel Tower for $100. Some places, some trees, oh, some crazy things we've seen. But there's nothing like a home-cooked meal. We always come back to mama's kitchen, swapping lines, laughing, pitching, catching up what goes on in our lives. Plenty of love in mama's kitchen, cold beer, some deep fried chicken, southern food for body, heart, soul, and mind. In mama's kitchen, not that taking care of business.
And we are back right now with Hicks. So can you tell us a little bit about what this song means to you?
Well, that song means the world to me because that's the song that started it all.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first song I released over here in Europe, and it all took off with that song, and it took off like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taken by surprise of the response I got from country radio all around the world with that song. I just put it up on YouTube to see what's going to happen if I put that song out there. And wow, stuff happened.
A lot of response.
So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And it's actually a true story, that song. My youngest brother, he called me one day, and he was in Stockholm. He was at the airport, and he called me and asked if I was around and if I wanted to grab a cup of coffee with him. And I couldn't. I was on the other side of town. He was on his way to Finland. And but he said, I call you in a few hours when I go back. Well, let's hook up then. Yeah, sure. And 3-4 hours later, he called me and said, I'm sorry, I couldn't make it. I'm in Brussels. I had to fly to Brussels. Oh, okay, cool. And a few hours later, my other brother called me from Copenhagen, where he works. And we just talked a while, and some days after that, I was on the plane on my way to Nashville, and I thought that, hey, it's funny, me and my brothers, we are traveling the world in our line of work, and we always meet up in Mama's Kitchen to tell our stories, and I was like, oh, Mama's Kitchen, hold on, there's a song there, and I wrote it on the plane. It took me about 10, 15 minutes, and then the song was done, and so that's how we socialize, me and my brothers. We meet up in Mama's Kitchen.
I love that. It's such a good concept for a song.
It is. And I mean, I think it's in that way for many people these days, that you have a busy schedule, and somewhere you have your foundation where you meet up and where you get the love and the power just to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, that is at Mom's Place.
Yes, Exactly, exactly. It is. It's a very relatable song because, I mean, a lot of people are, you know, working or on the road or have their own families and jobs that, you know, the only time that they can, you know, really get together is Mama's Kitchen. Exactly.
Yeah, it is. And it's a big thank you to Ma just for doing that for us, because she's the glue that keeps us all together.
Right, right.
Because it's so easy when you be busy. It's just the easiest thing to be caught up in your career and be busy. And you need something to ground you and just, hey, this is where you're from. Cool down. Yeah.
Right, right. I think that's so cool. I just love both of these songs, Hayride and Mama's Kitchen. And we have run out of time, but before we go, can you please give out your website one last time, please?
Yes, hickscountry.com. There you find me and you find everything, what's going on in the Hicks world. And it's a crazy world, I can tell you that.
I like that. Awesome. Thank you so, so much. And thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me tonight. And we'd love to have you back on anytime.
Thank you for having me, and I'd love to be back.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much. We'd love to have you back. And I just want you to have
cool.
a great, great rest of your night or day. I think there's different time zones happening.
It's morning. It's morning here, so it's almost 4 o'clock. So.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for doing this. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day. Hicks, everybody.
Hey.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. Aw, awesome. I love it. I got to chat with Hicks. And remember, hickscountry.com. Remember that. And make sure you check out everything that he's doing. We got to play his songs Hayride and Mama's Kitchen, and both songs were fantastic. And now we have some catching up to do with a wonderful, wonderful past guest, and he's about to be current guest because we have him on right now. Here is Scott Nickel. Yes. Hello.
Good evening, Josie. How are you tonight?
I am doing so great. I'm so excited to have you back on the show. Thank you so, so much for coming on.
Well, I'm really honored that you have me back on your show. You do a great job on radio, and it's a thrill to be back on. It's been a while. I think it's been too long since we chatted.
It's true. It has been a very long time. And, you know, although you are, it is the middle of the morning. We're very thankful that you came on.
It's been a busy day already. I've already done a great radio show over here in Scotland earlier on today, and so that was a lot of fun. I actually recorded 8 live acoustic tracks, and then, you know, they played some tracks from the new album and interviewed. So it was a real full, almost like 2 hours on the radio. So it was great. It's been a great day already.
It has. You started off your day right. That's so cool.
I did, yeah.
Yes.
And so how have you been? I wanted to ask, how is your single? Is it still going strong?
It still is going strong. Thank you. And, you know, pretty soon I'm going back into the studio for my next song, Practice Boyfriend. So that's going to be coming out soon.
Practice Boyfriend.
Yes. It's good. It's a funny, cute thing. It's good.
Yeah. Well,
I can't wait to hear it.
The other one was a really, really, really catchy song, so I wish you all the best with it.
Thank you so, so much. And you have a lot going on here, because I understand that you are, you know, you're on your way soon back to the U.S. Tell us about that.
It's Saturday morning here in Scotland, so I fly on Monday morning, early Monday morning, back to Wisconsin. That'll be the 5th time in Wisconsin. So I must be doing something right if they want me back.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yeah. So it's exciting. And my wife is actually coming with me this trip. She has never been to Wisconsin with me before. So that is something completely different. She's coming out for 10 days. And I'm going to be there for 3 weeks. I've got a full-on schedule playing almost every day, but it'll be good to have my wife for at least the half of the trip.
Yes, That'll make it a lot more fun.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And she, you know, I know so many people out there, and that there's great people, great friends I have now, and I'm excited actually just that she meets them, and you know, not even so much just the music. I think it'll just be cool for her to meet. You know, I love America. I love American people, and I'm just wanting to show off my great friends there. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. She is definitely going to love that. It's definitely going to be a lot of fun for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yes, yes. And, you know, I know that, you know, somewhere you have the list of your performance locations for this summer. So where can we go for those?
Yeah, if people go to my website, which is www.scottnicol.us, that's Scott with two T's, and it's NICOL.us, all the listings for the gigs are on that website. So,
mm-hmm.
and I've got a website page for the States, Scott Nicol and the Luminous Storm, and I'm sure we'll be posting up the gigs on that on Facebook.
Perfect, perfect. So everyone, just please make sure you go to Facebook, but also most importantly, your website. That's
yeah.
where you always update.
Yeah, I think most of the gigs, the full itinerary, the full schedule is already up on my website, the gigs page. But really excited about it's actually a great time for me, Josie, because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of things going on. I've got a brand new album called High Velocity that's it's mm-hmm. just out on iTunes, and it's you can download on iTunes and eatacd.com, and there'll be other outlets for download, but I just got the actual physical CD. I only picked it up today in Glasgow.
Wow.
That was shipped from Nashville, actually, and just got it. I actually literally got it in my hand today, the actual physical CD, so it's very fresh. It's just out. It's called High Velocity, and it's 14 new tracks. And we have two videos from the album already. One's on YouTube. It's called Velodrome, and the other one, Silent Youth, just came out, and it's on Vimeo. It's going to be on YouTube kind of any day now. So very exciting times. And then I go to America on Monday, and I'm talking to you. How more exciting can it be?
You are having a great, great time. You have a very busy schedule ahead of you, and
yeah.
I definitely am very, very excited about this new album, High Velocity. And I know that you have a band here with you called Limitless Sky. So can you please tell us a little bit about, you know, who makes up your band? So cool.
Yeah, well, over here in Scotland, I have a four-piece band, including myself. And so we're called Scott Nicol and the Limitless Sky. And what we do is we get guest singers in really to sing with me, but we're basically a four-piece. And we recorded the album, but we got, as I say, we had guest vocalists and guest players on the album.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come to America, to Wisconsin, I'm not bringing my band. It's, as you all know, it's quite expensive to bring your band
yeah.
to travel. So
true.
I have musicians in Wisconsin that will play for me. And what I do, I just flip it a little bit, and I call the band in Wisconsin the Luminous Storm. So it's kind of similar, but it's not exactly. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to get it mixed up with my band here. So over here
mm-hmm.
it's the Limitless Sky, and in Wisconsin it's the Luminous Storm. I hope people understand that. Okay.
Yes, yes.
But I'm also doing a lot of solo shows, and so I don't know if you're able to even come out and to any of them in duet or something. You'd be more than welcome to. I don't know how. I'm not sure how close. I know we met a couple of years ago, but I'm not. Are you in the
yeah.
next state?
We are in Illinois, so yeah, we're. You know, it's not that far. We actually, you know, we go to Wisconsin all the time, and since it's summer for us, we definitely might be able to. Try and make it.
Well,
awesome.
excuse my lack of knowledge of geography there when I said
no.
I wasn't quite sure how close you were to. But you're very welcome, Josie, to come out.
Yeah.
It was great to see you the last time, and it'd be great to hear your practice boyfriend new track.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, we definitely will try to come out and see it and see you in Luminous Storm. I like the name of that.
Yep, yep.
I like it. I love the name. So, yes, let's play. I'm very excited because we have a couple songs of yours here. So let's put on High Velocity, your single off of your album, High Velocity. So let's play it right now, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it. Here we go. Yes, here we go. High Velocity by Scott Nichols.
I awake to the darkness, only see shadows. I need the morning light. Oh, come and find me. It's a direction. Which way will I go? I'll pick the pace up. It's the only way that I know. I see the skyline stretching out in front of me. I see my lifetime living high velocity. I see the horizon escaping out from under me. I won't stand still. I'm a moving target. Harder to kill. Harder now to catch me. My lifetime lived in high velocity. I'm moving faster past all the debris. Human shouting, I just wanna be. Things are getting clearer. The mist is rising higher and higher. I'm gonna dive in. I see the skyline stretching out in front of me. I see my lifetime lifting high velocity. Escaping out from under me. I will stand still. I'm a moving target. Harder to kill. Harder now to catch me. I see my lifetime lived in high velocity. Stretching out in front of me. I see my lifetime living high velocity. I see the horizon skipping out from under me. I won't stand still. I'm a moving target. Harder to kill. Harder now to catch me. Time lived in high velocity.
Yes, yes, that was High Velocity.
Hey.
Scott Nichols, yes, I love it. And like you said before, you can get this wonderful new CD on iTunes. But also,
yes.
one last time, can you just give us your websites and also some social networking sites, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, that is a killer song, isn't it?
It is, it really is. It's High Velocity.
That is the title track of my new album, High Velocity, which is on iTunes, and it's on itacd.com. You can download it from there. If you go to my website, which is scottnickel.us, you can get all the gig listings and all the latest up-to-date stuff we're doing. Also, I have a personal Facebook page. There's a Luminous Storm, Scott Nickel and the Luminous Storm Facebook page, and a Scott Nickel and the Limitless Sky Facebook page. There's plenty of stuff out there, and there's the new video Velodrome is up on YouTube, and the latest video, The Silent Youth, is on Vimeo.
Perfect, perfect. So everyone, make sure you check that out after the show. Do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
enjoy.
Do it.
Yes. And also, we have another one of your songs here called Silent Youth. And so I'd love to play this right now, and then we can come back and talk a little bit about it, okay?
Yes, this is a completely different style from the other one, which is good.
Yes, yes. I'm excited to hear it and let everybody else hear it. So let's do it.
Okay.
Silent Youth, and we will be right back with Scott Nickel. Here we go.
Thank you.
Silent youth screams, but nothing comes out. If you listen, you'll hear. Look a little closer, compassion wells up within you. You can wipe away the tears. Silent youth should have been wild and free. It's been tamed by fear. If you watch and wait, gather up courage, turn anger and hate to love, not violence. You can break the silence to love, not violence. You can break the silence, let your voice be loud. All you rising as a bell, chime across the sudden silence till the tears that ran on no more. The hearts that hurt no longer sore. And if you listen, hear above the tears, the silent youth sing, the silent youth sing. Give them a chance, give them your hand, they may be delicate and fragile. Give them a chance, give them your hand, they may be delicate and fragile. Give them a chance, give them your hand, they may be delicate and fragile. But you can go the extra mile. You can go the extra mile. Let your voice be loud, the volume rising as the bell, the chime across the stunning silence of the tears that ran and run no more. The heart that hurts no longer sore. And if you listen, you will hear above the fear, the silent you. The silent youth singing.
The silent youth singing. The silent youth singing. The silent youth singing. The silent youth singing. The silent youth singing.
Another great song by Scott Nickel called Silent Youth. Can you tell us a little bit about this song and what it means to you?
Yeah, well, this is quite a tough song because it's really about youth kids that are maybe in abusive situations and they don't feel they've got a voice to speak out. And the really, the song was about, you know, I think people, if you're concerned, you need to speak out and be a voice for the voiceless. That's really what that song is about. So it's quite a, I suppose, a deep song, and it's good to address, you know, tricky issues sometimes, and that's really what that song is addressing.
I like that, though. I love it, and I love how it was put together, just all of it in general. It's just perfect, and it's just an incredible, incredible song. So way to go with both of these songs that we got to play tonight. I love them.
Thank you, Josie. I must say, on this album specifically, the sound, the sonic kind of range of the album's changed a bit. I got some other players in and vocalists that really, that song, we were supposed to have a choir on it and it didn't quite emerge, but the girl who did all the parts for the choir on the day we were to record, the choir couldn't make it, and she actually did all the parts herself, which was phenomenal. And
wow,
it almost sounds like a choir, but it's actually mainly one person. It's amazing. So, and we had another vocalist, Lorraine, on it as well. So the vocals were quite epic on that song, and I think they changed it. And we also got a really cool violinist who did a lot of violins on the album. And so there's a different sound to this than my kind of... It's still a rock album, but there's different... kind of textures on it that I haven't had really before. So I'm excited about it.
It is. It's so cool. And I wouldn't have known that it wasn't a choir if you didn't tell me just now. It sounds like there's more, you know, more people there. That's amazing.
Yeah, it definitely did. And she was amazing, that girl. Her name is Yunoma Yukodo. That's her name. She's a singer over here in Scotland, and she was incredible, actually. So... Got to give her a bit of credit for that one.
That is amazing. I think that is just so, so cool. And you are definitely, you know, keeping busy. And we have another song of yours here that, you know, I would love to play on another episode because we are running out of time.
Okay.
Called Till It Burns. Yeah, so I would love to play that one on the next episode. But I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me tonight or this morning.
Yeah, well, listen, Josie, I really mean it. Thank you very much for having me on. I'm really honored each time I come on, so thank you very much. And I really genuinely mean it. Hope to see you soon, and if you can make it across, would be wonderful to see you.
I definitely would love to, so I'm definitely going to try, because Wisconsin's not that far away. It's not like California or something all the way on the other end. But yes, thank you so, so much, and we will definitely talk with you very, very soon. Scott Nickel, everybody, I hope you have
a
great day. Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Scott Nickel, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. I had such great guests tonight, and we are running out of time. We only have maybe 6-7 minutes to really get our announcements done. I've had so much fun talking with my guests that I completely lost track of time. But I really want to get these announcements out, then I'll pass it for our VIPs. So the Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for June is on Thursday, June 26th, which we just did, apparently. This is an old one. Thank you very much. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. It was really, really a lot of fun, and we have the winners. We have all of the top 20 on our pages on Facebook especially, so you can check those out. And I'm going to cross this one off because that shouldn't have been on there. And also, I want to give blooper, first off, and I wanted to give a special thank you to CMG Radio, Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, for re-airing the Josie Show episodes weekly. So I wanted to thank you so, so much. And I have to write this all down because it'll be hard to remember this. And I also want to thank everyone for our two nominations in the Independent Country Music Association Award for 2014. We were nominated for Most Indie-Friendly Radio Show, and I was nominated for Most Indie-Friendly DJ. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, just thank you all so, so much for nominating me first off and just sticking with me. I thank you all so, so much for enjoying the shows that we do and also enjoying my craziness, even with bloopers and all. Thank you guys so, so much. And so thank you so much. I'm very, very excited.
Hey, Josie. It's Tina.
Hey, Tina. Hey, how you doing?
I'm going to nominate you.
Oh, no. What are you going to nominate me for? I bet it's something crazy.
Biggest cheese ball.
Oh, there you go. I don't mind winning that one, actually. That's not bad. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm honored. I hope I win that one. Biggest cheese balls. I like it. But, yes, I am very, 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 very thankful. And I hope I win. You never know. Maybe. I would love that. But if not, I'm super excited to be nominated. So thank you guys so, so much. And also, please check out our official Josie Show Facebook page for news on next week's show. You can find us. Find us at facebook.com/Josie Show. And also you can check us out on Twitter as well. I've been pretty active on Twitter lately. I don't know why. I got the bug back. So you could check us out at twitter.com/Josie Show. And I've also been active on my page, so twitter.com/Josie Pasantino. Follow me. So now let me put on my wonderful producer, station manager, pretty much every hat that you can imagine, Tina Marie for the VIPs. The kind of hello.
He just buzzed you. I know. I got my favorite buzz again.
Alan buzzed you.
All right. So before we start telling you about all the VIPs and where you can find them, first let's start out with those that have posted shows. So Saturday, June 28th, you're going to find Brad Howard. He will be at Bugsy's Hideout in, okay, I'm sure I'm not going to say this right, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I know I didn't say that right. Murfreesboro. I don't even know if it was spelled right. I just copied and pasted, but there you go. So that's
all right, Tina, seriously, how many times have I told you to stop trying to pronounce things?
From now on. Anyways, he will be there tomorrow night, Saturday night at 4 p.m. My understanding is that that is during happy hour, so there will be good deals on all kinds of lovely beverages, and you'll be able to hear some great live music as well, of course. All right, now let's go through my list, and then I've got some congratulations, too. We love it. We've got all that stuff. All right, so our VIP members at the Josie Show, you can go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and you will find all of them there. You will also have a little sign up there, so if you wish to become a Josie Show VIP member and receive all this additional weekly promos, then feel free to sign up. It only takes a second, and your benefits last an entire year.
You know you want to. You know you want to.
There you go, some encouraging words. Okay, so we have got Tim Garman, who you can find at timgarmanmusic.com. Vince Anthony, he has got some brand new music coming out in July. We are waiting for it. You can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Larry J. Massey, don't forget to check him out on Reverb Nation. You can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. Wayne Jacobs, if you go to Josie's Facebook page, you will find a new newsletter from him. We just went ahead and shared it on our page, but you can always find Wayne Jacobs on waynejacobs.co, that's just .co at the end. Brad Howard, I told you about his performance, but you can always find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music to catch up on everything that he has going on. He's pretty much always performing around Nashville, so or around in Tennessee someplace. So now, Rick Seaman, you can find him at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. Frazier Newcomb, you can find him at frazernewcomb.com. Lace Whitworth, you can find him at lacewhitworth.com. He has got a song, Tomboy, that you all know very well from Country Blast Radio, getting ready to be released here in July to Music Row. So very, very exciting. Congratulations to him on that for sure. And then we have got Mark Wildman. You can find him at markwildman.com. Will Sterling, you can find him at facebook.com/WSterlingMusic. And Lisa Skinner, you can find her at facebook.com/Lisa.Skinner.739. Now, for some quick congratulations before we get cut off the air, which is never any fun. We want to say congratulations to some of our VIP members because last night on the countdown, they hit our top 20. So congratulations to Lace Whitworth. His song, Tomboy, which spent about 2 months at number one, has fallen to number three. He is still in the top three, though. That is fantastic. Keep those requests coming. We keep playing. All right, next we have got Will Sterling. He came in at number two with Crazy in Love. Congratulations to him. And our big winner at number one was Lisa Skinner. So make sure you check out her page and her music page. If you go to Josie's Facebook page, she just shared the music page link for Lisa Skinner. So look her up. She's got great music. Her song, Cry and Shame, came in at number one last night. So kudos to her and to everybody who ended up on the list. And now, back to Josie.
Oh, Tina, you forgot that for every VIP member that signs up, Tina will buy Josie a Big Beef Burrito.
Oh, I like that idea.
Actually sounds tasty.
It does, actually.
Please sign up because I'll share some of her burrito.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, all right, so thank you all.
I'll be eating.
Yeah, it's true. So help feed Josie and become a VIP.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, yes.
Just keep on giving.
Oh, goodness. Only us. Only us would we bribe
people. For $1 a day, you two can adopt a DJ.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea what to say to that, but thank you. But thank you all very, very much for tuning in to the Josie Show tonight, and I hope you guys check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Josie Show, and twitter.com/Josie Show, and we will chat with you guys next time. Good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Josie Show. I'm Just Stephanie. Woohoo! Yeah. I forgot to add that part. My bad.